with SRN News. I'm Jason Weicker. 80 years ago today, Allied forces launching the D-Day invasion at Normandy, a bloody battle that eventually led to the defeat of Hitler. President Biden says the young American troops who were there knew the value of what they were fighting for.
There are things that are worth fighting and dying for. Freedom is worth it. Democracy is worth it. America's worth it. The world is worth it. Then, now, and always.
French President Emmanuel Macron also addressed the old soldiers.
Here you came to join our efforts with our own soldiers and to make France a free nation. And you are back here today, at home, if I may say.
Also, at srnnews.com, Supreme Court is siding with Native American tribes who say they faced increased costs after taking over management of their own health care programs from Uncle Sam.
Two tribes argued that they faced millions in overhead costs when they took over running their health care programs under a law meant to give Native Americans more local control. The tribes said those costs should be covered by the federal government. The Department of Health and Human Services said it isn't responsible for the overhead associated with billing insurance companies, Medicare and Medicaid, and covering those costs could get expensive.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The number of Americans applying for jobless claims rising last week, but layoffs remain at somewhat healthy levels despite lingering inflation and high interest rates. Unemployment benefit applications for the week ending June 1st rose by 8,000 to 229,000. This is SRN News. Southern Baptist Convention sharply condemning in vitro fertilization.
The nation's largest Protestant denomination says the procedure is immoral and Christians should oppose it. Many pro-life advocates already do because IVF involves the creation of multiple embryos, many of whom are destroyed in the process. Others may be frozen for long periods of time and then destroyed. The Catholic Church is also opposed to IVF and recently reminded everyone of that fact. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many state attorneys general are coming to national prominence as battles over abortion and transgenderism flood the courts. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has sued Planned Parenthood, sought to force clinics that provide sex change operations to completely hand over their records. He's also pushed a liberal prosecutor to resign. This is SRN News.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close as Wall Street's momentum cooled following its latest record-setting day. The S&P 500 ended just barely lower a day after setting an all-time high for the 25th time this year. Several retailers fell after detailing more struggles for lower-income customers. NVIDIA stock swung to a loss a day after its total value topped $3 trillion for the very first time. The Dow was up 78 points to 38,866. The NASDAQ lost 14 to 17,173. The S&P 500 dropped 1 point to 53.52. New York oil rose $1.48 to $75.55 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at srnnews.com.